things that are kind of a large flat bean.
Oh, lima bean, is that?
Yeah. How about the small ones? Do you make any distinctions among those?
Oh, the green ones, right?
Yeah.
We just call those lima beans.
How about the white ones like that?
Oh, the white beans that...
No, I don't mean like navy beans. I mean like lima beans.
No.
You don't use the term butter beans for anything.
No, in fact, I've never seen white beans.
Okay. Like all right, how about... well, they're kind of greenish white, but they you wouldn't use a term... Like a term like Ford Hook or something is a that's a seed stock name that you...
Yeah, that's...
you wouldn't call it that.
That's the farm that Burpee... came up with most of their inventions at, I think.
Is that
the
right?
Fort Hook Farm.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. There's another vegetable I want to talk to you about that grows, the plant that grows in the ground, like a turnip.
Oh, radishes? No.
Bigger. They're like that. They're much bigger.
Yams.
They're different kinds.
Oh.
Different kinds.
If you'd write it out for me, I'd pronounce it.
Some are red and some are white.
Oh, beets?
Yeah, okay.
But Utah's a big beet state. I should
okay.
know that.
Yeah, all right. Now, how about what kind of beets they grow in Utah?
Sugar beets.
Do they call anything else besides that? Or?
No.
When you say beets, if you just say beets without an adjunct, what does that mean?
Probably the red ones, the ones
mm-hmm.
that you eat at the table, or the ones that you refuse to eat at the table.
You don't like them?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar beets, I mean, because you never see them unless you have the misfortune to work, you know, at a church welfare farm or something.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
What's that? Tell me about sugar beet cultivation. Are there any... Maybe we learned some...
You have to go down the row. They plant them very thickly, so you have to go down the row and hoe,
mm-hmm.
have a little hoe down until your back aches.
Yeah.
And then you work for about 3 hours after that
mm-hmm.
until you wish you were invertebrate or something, I guess. So, yeah, that's something that I tried to avoid doing most of my life.
Did you ever harvest them?
No.
Just cultivate them?
Yeah.
And it's just called hoeing them?
Yeah.
You never heard of, they don't chop beets?
Oh, thinning.
Thinning.
Thinning
that's
also.
Thinning, okay. But they if you go around and that's to remove the weeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you never they don't chop beets.
Not that I know.
Unless they chop cotton.
Uh-uh.
Okay. I want to ask you about a couple other vegetables. I don't know if they have any. Can you think of some other kinds of vegetables? Some more exotic vegetables that you.
Do we have?
No, things with like. Kohlrabi and rutabaga, either of those have any...
I've seen them. I've never grown them because we couldn't find anyone to eat them.
Okay, what are they called?
Kohlrabi and
yeah.
rutabagas.
Uh-huh. But you don't eat them?
No.
Okay.
We don't eat turnips either.
All right. All right, now, talking about corn, when you eat corn, just pick it up and eat. You say that you're having what?
Corn on the cob.
Right, and when you get it... an ear of corn, you have to remove the...
Oh, yeah, remove the... what do they call that?
Well, you said that of beans. Maybe it's the same thing.
Shucking?
You say shucking or husking?
Probably shucking, I think.
Okay. And then the stuff that you pull off the ear, off the ear itself.
Oh, the...
fine stuff.
What do they call it? Silk?
Yeah. Okay. Now, what kinds of fruit trees do you have?